The new commander of U.S. and NATO-led troops in Afghanistan said today that success in the country will not come quickly or easily. General Stanley McChrystal said in Kabul that 2009 will be a critical year for the international forces. The general said they'll have to do more to avoid civilian casualties. The world's Aaron Schachter is embedded with a Marine battalion in Helmand province in southern Afghanistan. He tells us how the new counterinsurgency strategy is playing out in that part of the country.
The new contingent of Marines has been in Afghanistan for barely a month, but many say they're already worn out. Medic Justin Pollock says troops are tired of waiting to see action, tired of being targeted every day by roadside bombs.
That's why I have such a hard time with what we're doing. Like, how are we supposed to trust people if we don't know who's blowing us up? How are we supposed to look for HME, homemade explosives, in plastic jugs, you know?
But the battle has begun in earnest for the top brass. Captain Paul Weber of the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Regiment, visits the village of Sultani Bakwa, just outside his base. His men had kicked in some doors a few days earlier. They were looking for a man they suspected of shooting at the military base. That did not go over well, and the captain needs to make nice.
I hope we're not bothering you today.
Captain Weber and the Afghan village elder talk it out in one of the rooms that the American troops had entered. A broken door still leans against the wall. Captain Weber offers to pay for new doors. The village elder says money is not the issue. He and his neighbors are on the side of the Americans, up to a point.
The 5 families that are sitting there here in this town, we're tired of the Taliban, so you can help us and we can help you. He's saying that if there's anybody that comes into this area, a thief, a Talib, anybody, he said, come ask me and I'll let you know which way you went. But if we get bothered like that every day, that you come and knocking our, kicking our doors, he said, then we don't have nothing to do here. We'll just get up, pack up and leave.
That's not an idle threat. The population here of about 150 is half what it was last year. People fled because of Taliban threats and the fighting between the Taliban and coalition forces. One of the insurgents' main tactics is to destroy morale and depopulate villages. The elder here says if the U.S. wants the Taliban out, it needs to win over the local villages. The village elder tells the captain, if you want to solve the problems, open up the bazaar and a clinic. Because once you open the clinic and have doctors in there, a woman here gets what she needs. If something's wrong with her, she'll tell her husband, you need to bring me to the doctor. And they'll bring her there, and they'll see other locals at the doctors as well. And a lot more people will start coming in.
And it's the same concern everywhere I go. They all want the bazaar back open, and they all want a clinic. I understand his concerns. I'm glad I came by and talked to him today.
The village elder thanks Captain Weber for coming down. The elder tells him, anytime you need to talk to us, let us know. Captain Weber calls the meeting a success.
I think I just made 150 friends by just straightening out the differences that we had the other day between me and the village elder.
Do you really think he doesn't know who the Taliban are?
No, he said he knows. He knows. They all know who they are. He's just not comfortable telling me in certain situations. Like there, there's a lot of ears, you know. So he'll tell me because he can trust me. I don't know if he can trust everyone around. So that's where he gets a little nervous. I don't blame him.
For the world, I'm Aaron Schachter, Bakwa, Afghanistan.
You can see photos of the meeting between Captain Weber and the village elder at theworld.org.